of human politics. When we think about hunter-gatherer societies, we tend to think of perhaps one or two basic forms of egalitarian society. Actually, what we found is that there's really a large literature on societies that some of them practiced agriculture, some didn't, that actually used to flip or alternate their social systems on a seasonal basis. One of the examples in the book, which David was referring to there, were the Plains Nations of North America, which at a certain time of year, it was the time of year when the bison, the buffalo, came through on their seasonal migrations, would form into a kind of society that in some respects resembles what we today would call a state. There was a police force, there were squads of soldiers who had full coercive powers. If anyone endangered the success of the hunt, they could be whipped, they could be imprisoned, they could even be killed. But the point about this, well, there's two points. First of all, is that the individuals who occupied those roles, those coercive roles, rotated on an annual or biennial basis, so you could actually be confronting the person who you've whipped, imprisoned, punished the next year, but from the other end of the process. And the second is that these societies with their coercive institutions didn't last beyond the period of the hunting season and the sundance rituals which followed. And actually for the rest of the year, these plain societies would split off into demographically smaller groups which had entirely different moral systems and actually where coercion wasn't permitted and people would have to resolve disputes through processes of deliberation and debate.
David, you write also in the book, just to look at the context of the arguments that you make in this, you know, quite monumental work, 700 pages long, that the book began as an appeal to ask better questions. So, you know, as academics, journalists, activists committed to social justice and greater levels of equality, what are the questions that we should be asking?
Well, as you mentioned, David was deeply involved in the global justice movement. And at least as I perceive it, the central question of that movement is whether our current cultural system, with all of its issues, including issues of sustainability and the climate crisis, whether this is really basically the only way that we can organize our societies today, or whether there are, in fact, viable alternatives. And as an anthropologist and an archaeologist, it's a very logical thing to do, is then to look, simply look at all the other ways that humans have, in fact, organized themselves over the whole span of our species' history. And when you do that in the light of modern scientific evidence, other questions and other possibilities do, in fact, come to light. For example, questions about sustainable cities. Actually, it turns out that for many centuries or even thousands of years, we have evidence now of really large-scale, densely populated societies which lived in cities that were essentially decentralized in terms of their decision-making processes. We have examples of mass societies which managed to organize themselves without reducing people to numbers in a queue. So they don't have the kind of impersonal bureaucracies that we just sort of take for granted today and feel are kind of inevitable. And we also have
some really striking examples,
including one from pre-Columbian Central America from Mexico.
David, we have 5 seconds.
Of systems of democracy, which were based on the principle of containing one's ego rather than flaunting one's ego.
We're going to have to leave it there, David. I thank you so much for being with us. But people can get it in the book by David Wengrow and the late David Graeber, The Dawn of Everything, A New History of Humanity. I'm Amy Goodman with Nermeen Sheikh.
setting.
Hello, and welcome to episode 2127 of Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania. I am your host, Mando Richard, and for about the next 2 hours, we've got a mixture of music that I know you will enjoy. We'll start off like we usually do on the liquored up side of the family. We'll end up on the gospel side of the family, and in between, chaos will rule. We're also going to hear from Dennis McCurdy, who's going to be appearing live in Pittsburgh coming up real soon. And remember, when you hear it, and we're talking about a concert in Pittsburgh, you be sure to support live music wherever you are. Delaware, Tennessee, Pennsylvania, Michigan, West Virginia, wherever you might be. Let's get things started. Here comes Dave Inslee and the Careless Smokers, West Texas Wine.
Say that there's gold buried in those hills, and the devil rides a horse so fine. All I remember from my time down there is a taste of West Texas wine. Liars and cheaters and Jesus goats, the souls of dying men, wander the streets of Presidio and the hills down around Big Bend. They say John Glenn had a taste for blood, maybe that he lost his mind, but the story I hear from my time down there, he was drunk on West Texas wine. Many men died coming through those hills, looking for the haystack mine. All the wealth that you need can be had for free, it's in the taste of West Texas wine. Something dark and sweet, try a taste of West Texas wine. Everybody has a favorite drink, reckon that you know what's mine. It's as dark and sweet as those bloody streets, try a taste of West Texas wine. Well, I woke up in a pool of sweat on the towel by the bathroom floor. Somebody wrote murder on the hotel mirror, I remember from the night before. Spent the night fighting with a drunken ghost, my hands were bloody and sore. So I had me a drink and it tasted sweet, so I had about two or three more. They say that there's gold buried in those hills, and the devil rides a horse so fine. All I remember from my time down there is a taste of West Texas wine.
We'll be right back.
wine drinker, I'm a wine, wine, wine drinker, I'm a wine, wine, wine drinker, I'm a wine drinker, drink up on the wine.
Someone drinks.
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Thor, the Metal Avenger. When I'm not on tour destroying stages around the world and partying like the party never ends, I'm enjoying a little whiskey before breakfast with Mando Richard.
Put a nickel in the jukebox and let it play. For my heart is cold with pain. Take the cork from the bottle of that warm red wine and fill my glass up. Fill my glass to the brim till it flows on the rim like the tears flowing this heart of mine. Then I'll say
thank you.
But I paid for the wine. Yeah, that warm red wine. With all of my hopes and my dreams.
You are listening to Clint Hoover on the harmonica and Bobby E. and Jim Chenoweth doing Riptide from their 1997 record Dream of the Serpent Dog, which they made when Clint still lived up in Minnesota. He's now moved down to Pittsburgh. Now let me tell you about that previous set of music, the Liquored Up set, and then we'll get back to talking about Clint Hoover and Dennis McCurdy and the Lonesome No More trio. Let's take care of business first. Dave Inslee and the Careless Smokers began today's show with their 2008 song, West Texas Wine, a title track from their release. Then we went back to the 1950s. Johnny Davis doing I'm a Wine Drinker from that old R&B anthology, Cheap Old Wine and Whiskey, which I am likely to play from time to time. Courtney Granger, I think of him as a Cajun fiddler, but he's got some pretty good country chops too, doesn't he? We heard him singing Warm Red Wine from his 2016 release Beneath Still Waters. And then the last thing in that set was Marty Brohm and her Rancho Notorious doing Little Old Wine Drinker Me from her 2019 record Midnight Bus. Okay, you're listening to Clint Hoover and his friends playing Riptide. And in just a moment, we're going to be joined by Dennis McCurdy, who, along with Jared Negley, the three of them make up the Lonesome No More Trio, will be appearing live in Pittsburgh on July 11th of 2021. And remember, wherever you are, support live music, whether you're in West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Tennessee, Michigan, England, wherever you might be. As the pandemic lightens up, make sure you support live music. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are chatting right now with Dennis McCurdy, who is part of a trio called the Lonesome No More Trio. Hello, Dennis.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. Now, you've got a live concert coming up you want to tell us about.
We do. We're going to be playing at the, oh, you know, I'm going to forget the full name. The Baum Parklet is the part I remember.
Yep.
We're going to be there till 3 p.m. starting time on the 11th of July.
And for those of you who are not familiar with it, the Baum Grove Parklet is located between Roop Avenue and South Fremont Street, just off of Baum Boulevard. And it's a really lovely little place to play. I've played there twice. It's really fun.
We're looking forward to it. It'll be the first time we've played down there, although Brian Junker organized this, and I've played with him in the past, and I know he's a quality guy, and this would be, it's going to be a good deal. I know that.
The Lonesome No More Trio will be playing the Baum Grove Parklet on Sunday, July 11th at 3 p.m., and this is, as Dennis was saying, something that Song Space at First Unitarian is sponsoring, and it's... Will this be your guys' first return to a live concert since the pandemic?
Actually, no. We played at the Harmony Inn in Harmony 2 weeks ago, I believe it was. That was our first gathering as a trio. No, I take that back. We actually played up in Slippery Rock at the Farmer's Market. But frankly, those were basically live rehearsals for us because it's been so long with us all honoring the conditions we've had to live under and not wanting to risk anything. So we used them as live rehearsals and kept up to date and on track of our material while we were separated. And actually, I feel like we came back together pretty strong considering I'm playing with two fantastic musicians, with Jared Negley and Clint Hoover. Those two guys are just on top of it and honor the music.
Clint Hoover is a harmonica player that I admire so much.
Easy to do. He is so strong and his talents range so wide. I tell everyone that he and Jared both, Jared is a trained jazz bassist. And you see, I've got a trained jazz harmonica player and a trained jazz bassist that I've induced to come play old time country hillbilly music that I've written, and somehow they do it with honor and pride. I thought they would just want to crawl under a carpet somewhere, but they don't.
How long has Jared been in Pittsburgh?
Jared is a Butler County native. He was born and raised here, went through the jazz program at Slippery Rock, and then went off to Rutgers in jazz history. And he came back after graduate school, and he's been here. He's a young man. I'm going to guess he's 35, 38, but that's good because he can push our wheelchairs.
We're talking with Dennis McCurdy because the Lonesome No More Trio will be appearing at the Baum Grove Parklet Sunday, July 11th at 3 p.m. And that consists of Dennis along with Clint Hoover on the harp and Jared Negley on the upright bass.
Right.
So what are two nice guys like Clint and Jared doing playing with a lawyer like you?
I have something that no one else needs to know about them. The only explanation I can give. To be honest with you, what are two incredibly trained, talented musicians doing with a guy that picked up a guitar at the age of 13 and has been playing just by picking up and playing for 60 years. What are those two doing with me? That's the question. Those guys are just fantastic. And what Clint reminds me is, Dennis, you write the songs, and that's your contribution, if nothing else. So just been a blessing to have them with me, to be honest with you.
I think it is just so cool to start to have live music returning to not just the Pittsburgh area, but everywhere.
It is. It's been it's a loss. I know for me, music is a part of my life in just about everything I do. I've told my children that life to me is a musical. I can be in a grocery store and break into song about what's going on around me, that I just see and hear music everywhere I go. And to not see and hear my friends, and not only that, not to get morose on you, but to have lost so many of my friends during this, you know, in rapid succession, you know, Ann Feeney and Rick Malice and my buddy Panama Red from the old Kinky Friedman band.
Oh, wow.
I mean, just 1, 2, 3 gone. Eric Taylor, David Olney. I mean, there were just a whole bunch of people that I've known and loved and had the opportunity to play with and be inspired by. You know, they were gone before we could ever have those last moments together, you know, those moments where the music brought us together and we laughed and we smiled and our hearts were touched. So the pandemic ranged more than just silencing the live music. It silenced a lot of the musicians. And, you know, so we've got some time. We've got to make up for it. We've got to bring back some joy and some deep feeling and some warmth to this country. We've got an obligation.
Again, we're talking with Dennis McCurdy from the Lonesome No More Trio, and they are going to be appearing for Song Space at First Unitarian, but not indoors at the church, outdoors at the Balm Grove Parklet. And you can find more information about this concert at uusongspace.com. That'll be Sunday, July 11th at 3 p.m. I'm so happy to talk to you, and I hope I get a chance to stop by and see you when you're playing on Sunday. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It would be wonderful to meet you, and I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us about this.
Before we let you disappear, I'm going to play something you put out back in 2018, November of 2018.
Right. Just to give you a little background, this was absolutely honored to have Don Dixon, Mary Chapin Carpenter's bass player, and he also engineered the first two REM CDs. He engineered and recorded this one along with some of the members of the Mountain Stage band Mountain Stage Radio. Mike Lipton, the music director, is the lead guitarist. The Carpenter Ants, the blues band, the rhythm and blues band he's with, backed me. Larry Gross's wife actually plays viola on it. And Amon Solomon from the Mountain Stage band is on here. So I was just blessed to have all these people work with me and play with me, along with my old buddy Mike Stowe that has recorded with me. Came up from North Carolina, and he's been on all my CDs. But that gives you a little background on who's on this, and they've given me the opportunity to put out, you know, in my humble opinion, the strongest CD I've made with some of the most incredible musicians I've played with.
And we're going to hear you guys playing I'm Coming Home. That's a song you wrote?
It is, yes.
Well, it sounds like it's been around for several decades. What a wonderful song.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I've been accused of living my grandfather's life.
Oh, Dennis, this has been a blast chatting with you. And again, folks, you can see Dennis McCurdy and Clint Hoover and Jared Negley, who do business as the Lonesome No More Trio, live Sunday, July 11th at 3 p.m. at the Balm Grove Parklet. And for more information, go to uusongspace.com. Thanks again, Dennis.
Thank you. Appreciate talking with you.
All right, here comes Dennis McCurdy and friends doing I'm Coming Home, right here on Whiskey Before Breakfast.
I used to pick apples in Ohio, Lord, I love the crisp autumn air. Rode the rails like a hobo, I gypsy everywhere. Kept everything I needed in a rucksack, tied it right to my back. Use it as a pillow when we'd fall asleep. Them rails went clickety-clack. Oh, I'm coming home.
He's coming home.
Yes, I'm coming home.
He's coming home.
Darling, I'm coming home to you. I've been too long gone.
Too long gone.
I was never alone. And now I'm coming home to you. I used to be married to a stripper in the bar in the middle of town. I'd sit at a table in the corner in the dark while the boys gathered all around. They'd love to stand and watch her shimmy shake, and her goods was the best sight they'd ever see. 2 a.m. when them lights went out, she'd do a special dance for me. Oh, I'm coming home.
He's coming home.
Yes, I'm coming home.
He's coming home.
Darling, I'm coming home. Been too long gone.
Too long gone.
I was never alone. Now I'm coming home to you. In the pale moonlight, looking through an open window at you, stretched out on the bed where we just made love for about an hour or two. I came running through the alley in the shadow of the street lights like a thief in the night. But you're the one who stole my heart and brought me back here tonight. Oh, I'm coming home.
He's coming home.
Yes, I'm coming home.
He's coming home.
Darling, I'm coming home to you. I've been too long gone.
Too long gone.
I was never alone. And now I'm coming home to you. I've been too long gone.
Too long gone.
I was never alone. And now I'm coming home to you.
And while you are listening to Lori King and Junction 63 play Maricopa Breakdown from their brand new record Walkin' the Blues, let me tell you what's been going on around here lately. We just heard from Dennis McCurdy and Friends doing I'm Coming Home from 2018. Then before that, we actually chatted with Dennis McCurdy a little bit because he and Clint Hoover and Jared Nagley will be appearing for Song Space at the Balm Grove Parklet on Sunday, June 11th at 3 p.m. More information at uusongspace.com. And for those of you not in Pittsburgh, please use this as an impetus to go and look for live music as it begins to return to your local area. Okay? After Lori King and Junction 63 get done with the Maricopa Breakdown, you're going to hear something brand new from Amanda Ann Platt and the Honeycutters. Thanks so much for tuning in to Whiskey Before Breakfast.
when that ring slipped off my finger into a stranger's hand. You said what happened to forever as your eyes were flashing green. Said I thought I told you, baby, I just don't know.
Some say the dove sings with pain and regret, sad and mournful as it gets. Well, you ain't heard lonesome yet. Some swear
Hi, this is Lori Lewis, and I highly recommend that you listen to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard. I don't really recommend that you drink whiskey before breakfast.
Leaves are falling and turning in shower.
Blowing trumpet all night, bounces off the water like a moth off a light. The old Sacramento feels like the Mississippi might. A warm Delta breeze flies so like a kite. A full moon, silver dollar, throw a light on the drip, play a tune for Big Muddy, deep and wide as a wish. Play one for the homesick, too long on a trip. One reason to leave, one reason to live. And who's barely beginning? Make it all right. it all tonight. Battlefield smoke on a hill, blue and gray. They all fall down when the bugler plays. Play one for the stretcher, one for the brave, one for the life of a cotton field slave. And who's barely beginning to make it all right? The man on the levee blowing trumpet all night. Every pond, every stream. And if they want the freedom, they better hide in the reeds, like Moses in the bulrushes, Martin Luther in a dream. Fourth of July, all the neighbors come out with their lawn chairs and children to see the colors rain down. No rifles, no cannons, just old cornfields now, where the old folks remember how freedom came south. And who's barely beginning it all right? The man on the levee blowing trumpet all night. The man on the levee blowing trumpet all night.
Becky Buller has just hired guitar player Jake Eddy to join her band, and he has put out a new EP. Just call Jake Eddy, and on it you're hearing him and his pals play Road to Columbus. A classic, a classic. All right, let me tell you about that last set of music you just heard on Whiskey Before Breakfast. Back at the beginning of the set, you heard something new from Amanda Ann Platt and the Honeycutters, The Devil, from their new release, The Devil and the Deep Blue Sea. Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver have put out what I suspect is their penultimate album called Roundtable, and from that you heard the Donnie Ulysses and Rick Stanley song You Ain't Heard Lonesome Yet. And that's a new record, and I suspect that Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver will do one more gospel record before they hang it up, but Doyle Lawson is about ready to retire. Then we heard Dylan LeBlanc doing a cover of a J.J. Cale song, Sensitive Kind, from Dylan LeBlanc's new EP, Pastimes. A couple of weeks ago, I played a single by Michael McNevin, and a lot of people liked it, so I found another one. This one's called Man on the Levee by Michael McNevin. And this takes us up to Jay Getty. Next set's going to begin with the O'Kanes and Guy Clark, and who knows where we'll go from there. I sure hope you enjoy it. Thanks for listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast.
Just more than human tongue can tell, and that's all. Well, I don't love you much, do I? Remember how I kissed you in the hall? See how it sparkles in my eyes? I couldn't hide it if I tried. And that's right, I don't love you much, do I? Just more than anything else in this whole world.
Well, I don't love you much, do I? Just more than all the stars in the sky. I don't love you much, do I? I think you hung the moon, and that's all right.
See how it sparkles in my eyes? I couldn't hide it if I tried. That's right, I don't love you much, do I? Just more than anything else in this whole world.
Well, I don't love you much, do I? You can feel it all the way across the room.
Well, I don't love you much. much do I? Like spring does make the flowers bloom.
Well, I don't love you much, do I? Oh, I'd follow you to hell and back again.
I don't love you much, do I? Just watch me light up when you walk in.
See how it sparkles in my eyes. I couldn't hide it if I tried. That's right, I don't love you much, do I? Just more than anything else in this whole world. See how it sparkles in my eyes. I couldn't hide it if I tried. That's right, I don't love you much, do I? Just more than anything else in this whole world. I don't love you much, do I?
All right, this is Danny Nicely, and I'm just playing Man Richards mandolin right here. And y'all are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast.
Right here on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania.
We settled in for the winter, casting our lives, found a new star, and all of our remaining hours were bundled up tight, placing our arms. Someday we'll be older. Our eyes may cry. My former steal away, remember. At least we're all here together. Our way as a teacher, stumbling along, a little unrested. If only one lesson could reach her, she'll know our love could never be tested. Someday she'll be older. Our eyes may cry. Me and my former steal away, remember. At least we're all here together. We settled in for the winter, casting our lives, found a new star.
I awoke today and found the frost perched on the town. It hovered in a frozen sky, then it gobbled summer down. When the sun turns traitor cold and all the trees are shivering in an aching summer colored skin, and not another girl in town my darling's heart could win. But when the leaves fell on the ground and blue winds came around, pushed them face down in the snow,
gets the